In late October 1760, George II, the 48th monarch of England since Alfred the Great, the second of Britain's six Hanoverian monarchs, died. He was 77. He had come to the throne in the summer of 1727, the year in which Isaac Newton died. For the 33 years of his reign, Britain flourished. The Jacobite rebellions were put down. Bonnie Prince Charlie escaped from the defeat at Culloden. Rob Roy died. Clive established the basis of British rule in India. The nation came out on the right side of three conflicts against the French, including the First World War. In Hyde Park, in 1730, the Serpentine was dug. Witchcraft was ruled no longer a criminal act. The invention of the flying shuttle changed the cloth industry. Rule Britannia was composed. Handel, by now living in England, wrote his Messiah. Henry Fielding wrote Tom Jones, and Dr. Johnson his dictionary. And Josiah Wedgwood opened his Staffordshire pottery. That was in 1759, the year General Wolfe was killed in the Battle for Quebec. For the political historian, the importance of George II's time is that during these three decades, the system of constitutional monarchy was established. Simply, that means that the monarch no longer reigned by divine right. There were rules of succession, and the powers of the monarch, although still considerable, were governed by political expediency. The monarch needed the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister needed the monarch. Both needed Parliament.